The Yemeni armed group, the Houthis, have announced a ceasefire on merchant ships. This has raised expectations for the reopening of the Suez Canal. However, major shipping companies remain cautious. This article delves into the future outlook. On January 19th, the Houthis declared they would halt attacks on merchant ships. This decision follows the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. There is hope that the disruption forcing ships to take the Cape of Good Hope route instead of the Suez Canal will soon be resolved. Despite the ceasefire announcement, major shipping companies are not planning an immediate return to the Suez Canal. Japanese shipping giants have stated that they will continue to use the Cape of Good Hope route until at least the end of March. Past attacks have left significant impacts, and ensuring complete safety remains a challenge. The actions of U.S. and U.K. military forces are crucial in shaping the situation. The Joint Maritime Information Center has warned that threats to U.S. and U.K.-affiliated vessels remain high. Shipping companies are proceeding cautiously, suggesting that reopening the Suez Canal could take some time. The unstable situation at the Suez Canal has led logistics companies to reassess their inventory strategies. In response to lessons learned during the COVID-19 pandemic, businesses are increasingly stockpiling to ensure stable supply chains. Transitioning back to the Suez route will require long-term planning and adjustments. New maritime alliances are set to launch in February. These alliances are considering both the Suez Canal and the Cape of Good Hope routes. For the time being, they are expected to continue using the Cape of Good Hope route while monitoring developments closely. The Houthi ceasefire announcement has sparked hope for the reopening of the Suez Canal. However, risks still exist, and careful monitoring of future developments is necessary. Logistics professionals should stay informed and prepare for potential changes.